Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Been away for almost 2 months.
已经是两个月的时间了。
So before I start, I just want to greet everyone a belated Happy New Year.
在开始之前，我想跟大家说，新年好。
I know it's a little bit too late, right?
我知道有点晚了。
But nevertheless, brothers and sisters, this is a year in which we wish for a more spiritual growth.
但不管怎么样，希望这一年使我们在属灵里面能够成长。
It's also a year wherein we love the Lord more.
希望这一年我们能够更加的爱主。
And there is the Lord more purified us.
愿主更多的来洁净我们。
That we will be prepared for His coming back.
使我们能够预备他的再来。
Let's turn our Bible to our brother already mentioned the 23rd Psalm.
我们来翻到诗篇二十三篇。
I'll read it first in English.
弟兄先读英文。
And our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我们会众一同来读中文。
Those who have the English version can read together with me.
有英文的弟兄姊妹可以和一起来读。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们一起来读。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Let's turn to the New Testament. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
我们来翻到新约提摩太后书
chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Okay. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
提摩太后书一章十二节，为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
See, Paul said, "For I know whom I have believed."
因为保罗在这里说，我知道我所信的是谁。
My sisters, we need to ask ourselves, "Do you know whom you have believed?"
弟兄姊妹，我们需要问自己，我们知道我们所信的是谁吗
？Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们继续有点祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your presence once again.
主，今天早上我们来到你同在的面前。
Lord, we admit the fact that a lot of things we don't know concerning you.
我们承认我们关于你的事情我们知道的很少。
Even though we know it's also very limited.
虽然我们知道一点但是确实非常的有限。
So Lord, therefore we pray that you open our eyes.
所以我们祷告求你开我们的眼睛。
That through your words once again we can know more concerning you.
借着你的话语使我们能够更多的认识你一点。
And that through knowing you we can experience the fullness of you.
能够更多经历你的丰富。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
You know, the book of the 23rd Psalm is one of the most popular passages in the Bible.
在圣经里面，诗篇二十三篇是最大家喜欢的一节圣经。
No, after I got saved, there are at least two verses which I know very well.
我得救以后，两节圣经是我知道非常多的。
The first one is John 3:16.
第一个是约翰福音三章十六节。
Everybody knows about that.
每个人都知道这一节。
And the second passage is the 23rd Psalm.
第二处就是诗篇二十三篇。
Because the 23rd Psalm is not only an objective truth.
这个诗篇二十三篇不光是一个客观的真理
，but to us is a subjective experience.
更是一个实际的经历。
Beginning from the youngest to the oldest.
从最小的到最大的。
We all love to know that the Lord is my shepherd.
我们都想要知道说，主是我的牧者。
Especially when you read through the passage.
尤其是当我们把整篇读下来。
He said, "And the Lord is my shepherd."
这里说耶和华是我的牧者。
He leadeth me.
他带领我。
He caused me to lie down in green pasture.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
他领我在可安息的水边。
Oh, he restoreth my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Here we see God's guidance.
这里我们看到神带领我们。
We see God's riches.
我们看到神的丰富。
And when we jump to verse 5,
当我们来到第五节的时候，
Oh, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
In other words, he bring us to victory.
换句话说，他带领我们进到胜利。
You know, in life, we always have some conflict against the enemy.
在生活里面，我们总是和敌人有冲突。
But every time we have conflict, the Lord, who is our shepherd, bring us every time to victory.
每次当我们有冲突的时候，我们的牧者耶稣总是带领我们进到得胜。
To such an extent, we can say, "My cup runneth over."
到了一个地步，我们可以说我们的福杯满溢。
And lastly, say, "He bring us into the house of the Lord."
最后说把我们带到耶和华的殿中。
But in this passage,
但是在这节圣经里面，
What is the verse that we want to skip?
有一节圣经我们想要逃避。
Can you tell me?
你们告诉我哪一节我们想要越过去。
Verse 4, right?
第四节。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Even though the Lord assured us that He will be with us,
虽然主确保我他会与我们同在。
Yet we always want to skip that verse.
我们总是想要越过那一节。
We hope we always have this experience that always in the mountain.
我们总是想要经历在山上的经历。
We experience God's leading.
我们经历神的带领。
We enjoy God's riches.
我们享受神的丰富。
We experience the victory over the enemy.
我们享受我们享受得胜。
We enjoy the rest in peace in God's house.
我们在神的家中享受平安和喜乐。
But concerning going through the valley of the shadow of death, I hope we can go just pass it over.
但是讲到说经过死荫的幽谷，我们最好快快的过去。
Nevertheless, in the life of a Christian,
但是在基督徒的生活里面。
We always need to pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们一定要经过死荫的幽谷。
Through the passing of the valley of the shadow of death,
经过这个死荫的幽谷。
Then we experience the mountain experience.
我们才能够到山上去。
So it is somewhat like it is already, you know, been said that we as a Christian, if we want to grow in life, we need to pass through that.
所以这是一个一定的事情。如果我们的生命想要成长，我们必须要经过死荫的幽谷。
So my burden today is verse 4.
所以我今天的负担是第四节。
The experience of the valley.
我们经过死荫的幽谷。
Why do we experience the valley?
我们为什么要经过死荫的幽谷呢？
I hope the young people can take a note.
我希望年轻人开始做笔记。
The first thing why we pass through the valley is because we wonder.
第一件事情，我为什么经过森林幽谷，是因为我们会走迷。
We are just sheep in God's pasture.
我们是神草场的羊。
You know, last week Brother James is sharing with us.
上一次翁弟兄跟我们分享。
He says sheep are very wonderful animals.
羊是非常奇妙的动物。
And especially when you see them in the picture, it seems like they're so tender, they're so obedient, you know.
在我们图片里看到的羊总是这样子的，温柔，总是这样子的，
顺服。But in a sense, the sheep had a characteristic.
所以羊有一个特点。
It's very stubborn.
但是羊有一个特点是非常倔强的。
When he set his mind on one thing, he will just do it.
如果他的心思定在一件事情上，他是一定要做的。
Regardless how the shepherd, you know, he will just go to what the direction which he think is right.
不管这个牧人怎么说，他如果他想要走这个方向，他就一定要朝那个方向去。
That's why the shepherd needs a what? A staff and a what? A rod.
所以那个牧者需要那个杆和那个杖。
Every time he just want to go astray, he just get pulling back.
每一次那个羊想要走迷的时候，那个牧人要把他拽回来。
Brothers and sisters, isn't this our situation today?
这不就是我们今天的情况吗
？As you know, in the Gospel of Luke, for we like sheep has gone astray.
就像我们是羊，我们如同羊走迷。
Everyone to his own way.
每个人各行己路。
You know, It's like the prodigal son.
就像那个浪子一样。
No, the prodigal son, before he messed up his life, he is in the presence of the father.
在他生活混乱之前，他是在他父的面前。
He had the presence of the father.
他在父的面前。
He is enjoying the riches of the father.
他享受父的一切的丰富。
He had the guidance of the father.
他有父亲的带领。
But what more can you ask?
你还能再要什么呢？
Yet in the midst of such enjoyment.
在这样的一个享受的里面
yeah, this prodigal son felt like maybe there is something better outside of the presence of the father.
他就觉得说在父的同在面前应该还有更好的事情。
Maybe I need to wander a little bit.
也许我需要往外走一走。
Maybe I need to experience a so-called freedom.
也许我要享受一些所谓的自由。
Hey, a lot of young people nowadays are like that.
今天年轻人就像这样子。
They're expecting at the age 18.
他们期待着在十八岁的时候
I will get out of my father, my parents, I want to enjoy freedom.
我要离开我的父母来享受自由。
I mean, this is not this nature.
这是我们的天性。
This fallen nature.
这是一个堕落的天性。
Even though we have the presence of the father,
虽然我们有父的同在
we have the protection of the father,
我们有父亲的保护
yet we feel like maybe we need to try something different.
但是我们需要试试不一样的事情。
And I tell you, when the prodigal son left the father's house,
当这个浪子离开父亲的家的时候
he started to experience the valley.
他就开始经历那个幽谷。
Is there an enjoyment? Yes, there is.
有没有享受呢？有。
Yeah, we see that he used up all the inheritance the father had gave him.
他把他父亲所给他的财产全部都花光了。
But after that,
但是那以后
they start to experience extreme poverty.
他就开始贫穷。
Until one day he's eating the food of the pigs.
直到有一天他开始吃猪吃的食物。
Then his eyes is open.
他的眼睛就被开了。
Oh, in my father's house.
哦，在我父的家里面。
We have so much.
我们有这么多。
Why should I be here, you know, eating the food of the pigs?
为什么我在这里跟猪抢食呢
？Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we are just like that.
很多时候我们就是这个样子。
We want to experience something different.
我们需要有不同的经历。
Now, why should every time I make a decision, I need to ask the Lord?
为什么每次我要做决定，我要问问主
？Right, I want to be independent.
我要独立。
Brothers and sisters, in the world, they talk about independence.
在这个世界上，我们讲的是独立。
But in life of a Christian, we talk about dependence.
但是在基督徒的生活里面，我们讲的是依靠。
Because every time we are independent,
当每次我们独立的时候
，we are going through the experience of the valley.
我们就会经历这个幽谷。
A lot of times, a lot of experience we go through is unnecessary, really.
很多的时候，我们做经历其实是不需要的。
But we are just like sheep, want to wander around.
但是我们就像那个羊一样，我们喜欢走迷。
And because of that, we experience the hardness of the valley.
所以我们就经过这个幽谷的这个艰难。
So today we need to know, a lot of times we are in the valley.
很多时候我们在幽谷里面。
We experience hardship.
我们经过那个艰难。
We need to ask ourselves, why is the reason I'm here?
我们就要问问我们自己，为什么我在这里
？Is it because I wander?
是不是因为我自己走开了呢
？If we are wander, you better come back.
如果是你自己走开了，你最好回来。
Now the second reason.
第二个原因。
Sometimes the Lord brought us through the valley.
有的时候主把我们带到这个幽谷的经历
In order to open our eyes that we might see the real situation.
使我们那个眼睛得以开启，使我们看见那个真实的景况。
You know, the Bible keep on telling us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这圣经跟我们说，不要爱世界和世上的气，如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
The Bible tells us that in the world is only temporary, only we need to seek the things that are eternal.
圣经上也说，这世界上的事是暂时的，我们要寻求那永远的事情。
But a lot of times, even though the Bible tells us this and messages are given this, but it all falls into deaf ears.
但是很多时候，圣经上是这样讲，信息也是这样讲，却是落到那个听不见的耳朵里。
We feel that the world is a little bit so lovely.
我们觉得说这个世界真的很可爱。
It seems like the Bible is painting a picture of the world so ugly, but I feel it's so lovely.
圣经上说。描写的这个世界的图案有点难看，但是我觉得挺可爱的。
And it's so attractive.
是这样子的吸引人。
Maybe I want to try a little bit.
也许我试一试吧。
Brothers and sisters, we experienced that Hurricane Harvey, right?
我们经历那个飓风 Harvey.
A lot of our brothers and sisters also, experienced some loss.
很多弟兄姊妹也遭到损失。
You know, there is a message. The Lord wants to give us a message.
这个主要给我们一个信息。
The thing you what you cause it to be called a treasure.
你觉得是宝贝的东西。
After a few hours of flooding, it become garbage.
经过几个小时的那个淹水以后，就变成了垃圾。
You know, I have this van.
我有一个车子。
I feel it's so good.
我觉得非常的好。
Just a couple of minutes.
就是几分钟的时间。
It's garbage.
就变成了垃圾。
This is exactly what the Lord wants to show us.
这就是主想向我们启示的。
A lot of times we treat the things of the world as something a treasure.
我们把世界上这个东西当作宝贝一样。
We felt like it is a worth taking care of.
这是一个
worth taking care of.
是值得我们需要花功夫。
Oh, we need to spend our time to pursue all these things.
我们需要花所有的精力来追求这些事情。
Yet in just a moment,
就只要一分钟的时间
，everything goes into everything is damaged.
每一件事情都被损害。
Look at what happened in California, the fire.
看看加州的大火。
In just a minute, in just a couple of minutes,
就几分钟的时间
，all those property is burned into ashes.
所有的房子都被烧成烟灰。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, are we seeking for these things?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们追求是这地上的事情吗
？That in one day or in a moment, it will all go to become trash or garbage.
这几分钟的时间，一天的时间，所有东西就变成灰烬。
That's why the Bible tells us we need to seek something that is of eternal.
所以圣经上说，我们要追求那永远的事情。
Something that is of heavenly.
是存到天上的。
But sometimes it falls into deaf ears.
但是很多时候我们听不见。
That's why the Lord brought us through the valley to see the real situation.
所以主把我们带到死荫的幽谷，让我们来眼睛得开启。
So our eyes will be open to see what really is these things.
所以我们的眼睛能够看见说我们情况真实情况是什么。
I believe after the Hurricane Harvey.
我相信经过飓风以后。
A lot of us brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姊妹。
Will have a change in point of view.
能够他们的观念能够改变。
On the one hand, we see that the world is not the thing which we worth pursuing after.
这个世界上的事情不值得我们去这样子的。
On the other hand, we need to open our eyes to see only the Lord is worth pursuing after.
另一面，只有主是值得我们追求的。
Because He is the one that endures forever.
因为只有他存到永远。
Only He can satisfy the emptiness of our soul.
只有他能够满足我们灵里面的需要。
The third point.
第三点。
A lot of times, you know, God brings us to the valley.
很多时候，主把我们带进这个死荫的幽谷。
To expose us in what spiritual condition we are.
能够让我们看。见我们自己真实属灵的光景。
A lot of times we feel like we're okay.
很多时候我们觉得说我们挺好的。
I come to Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我去星期三的祷告聚会。
And I have the Bible study in Friday night's meeting.
星期五的晚上我有读经聚会。
And Sunday I serve the children, the young people.
星期天我去服侍年轻人。
And I also have a lot of other services.
我也有其他很多的服侍。
I even joined Thursday the elders meeting in what you call HCA.
在星期四早上还有老年人的聚会。
What more can you ask?
你还能再要什么呢？
Sometimes I even call the brothers and sisters to take care of them.
有的时候我还给弟兄姊妹打电话来关心他们。
We feel like we are the best.
我觉得说我是最好的。
Sometimes the Lord brought us through the valley.
有的时候主把我们带进这个死荫的幽谷。
To expose us our real situation.
把我们真实情况给暴露出来。
You know, Paul, when he met the Lord at Damascus,
保罗在大马士革路上遇见主的时候。
Before that, he thought.He is serving God.
以前他觉得他是在服侍神。
He thought that he is doing the best.
他觉得他是做那最好的。
He is most faithful.
他是最最最忠实的。
Yet after the experience in Damascus,
但是在大马色路上
he said, Lord, what should I do?
他说主啊，我要做什么？
The Lord showed him that you are not serving me, you are persecuting me.
主向他启示说，你不是在服侍我，你是在逼迫我。
Look at the situation of Peter.
看看彼得的情况。
I believe you know everybody knows about the situation of Peter.
每个人都知道彼得的情况。
Peter said, "Lord, everybody can deny you. I will never deny you."
彼得说，每个人都可以不承认你，但是我绝不会否认。
I even will die for you.
我会与你同死。
But in a second.
但是就那一秒钟的时间。
When that handmaid said, "You are with Jesus."
那个仆人问他说，你是与耶稣同在的。
He started to deny the Lord.
他就否认主三次。
Not once, not twice, but three times.
不是一次，不是两次，而是三次。
And on the third time, he denied with an oath.
他第三次是起誓来否认主。
At that time, when the cock crowed,
当那个鸡叫的时候，
he was exposed.
他被暴露出来。
Peter wept bitterly.
他在那里痛哭。
He said, like, "This is the person I am."
这就是我就是这个人。
Just a while ago, I said I will die for you.
几分钟之前我说我与主同死。
Yet afterwards, just before a handmaid, I deny him three times.
但是在这个仆人面前，在仆人面前我否认主三次。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
In the midst of all this,
但是在所有这些当中
，The Lord never let us alone.
但是主从来没有撇下我们。
That's why God is so good.
为什么？这就是为什么主是这样子的。
We might get away from Him.
也许我们从他面前逃开。
He never get away from us.
他从来不离开我们。
Maybe we wander away from Him.
也许我们从他面前走开。
But His staff always brings us back.
他的杖杆总是把我们带回来。
This is who the Lord is.
这就是主所示的。
Sometimes we wander away from Him.
有的时候我们从他面前走迷。
That's why we experience the valley.
这就是我们就经过这死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes the Lord open our eyes to cause our vision to be clear.
主有的时候打开我们的眼睛，使我们的能够看得清楚。
That's why we go through the valley.
我们就经过死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes we go through the valley that we might see our real spiritual condition.
有的时候我们经过死荫的幽谷，使我们能够看见我们真实属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that the reason why we are in the valley.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要知道为什么我们要经过死荫的幽谷。
So.The next question is,
下一个问题。
What is the duration we stay in the valley?
在我们在死荫幽谷会待多久呢？
What is the duration?
这个时间会持续多久呢？
Well, the good news is,
这个好消息是，
the Bible tells us we are passing through the valley.
圣经上说我们经过死荫的幽谷。
The valley is not the destination.
这个幽谷不是我们的目的地。
God's house is the destination.
神的家，神的殿是我们的目的地。
So thank God for the good news.
感谢神为了这个好消息。
The Bible says we are passing through.
圣经上说我们是经过。
He said we are not staying in, but we are passing through.
我们不是停在那里，而是经过。
Now the second question is how deep is the valley?
那么第二个问题是这个幽谷有多大呢？
Sometimes we felt like when we went through some valley experience, Lord, we felt like it is so hard. Lord, I cannot take it no more.
有的时候我们经过这个幽谷的经历的时候，我们觉得说太艰难了，我实在不能承担了。
But let me tell you, assure you one thing.
我可以确定一件事情。
The Bible tells us, but God is faithful.
圣经上说神是信实的。
But He will not suffer us.To be tempted more than we can bear.
他是我们所经过的，不会超过我们所能承担
的。And that through this temptation, He will open up a way that we can bear it.
借着这个试炼，他会给我们开一条路，使我们能够有路可走。
In other words, how deep is the valley?
换句话说，这个幽谷有多大呢？
It's dependent upon our spiritual condition.
是取决于我们的属灵的光景。
It's like when you go to school.
就像你去上学一样。
You are in elementary. The teacher, when he had give you a test, he will not give you a high school test.
你在小学里面，老师不会给你高中的考试。
He will just give you an elementary test.
他就会给你小学的考试。
You are in high school, give you a high school test.
如果你在高中，就给你高中的考试。
The same thing with God.
神也是一样的。
He will not give you more than you can bear.
他不会给你超过你所能承担的。
And this is a promise.
这是一个应许。
So today we just need to thank him.
今天我们就要为此感谢神。
Sometimes we feel like I cannot go through this anymore.
有的时候我们觉得说我实在走不下去了。
But let me tell you this.
让我告诉你。
God will not. It is all the difficulties that we go through.
所有我们经过这些难处。
Is always measured.
是经过量定的。
And not only that,
不光如此。
The Lord promised us.
神也应许我们。
That in the midst of all these trials, I shall be with you.
在所有这些试炼里面，我与你同在。
Isn't this so clear in the 23rd Psalm?
在二十三篇里面讲得很清楚。
That even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Now the thing is, how long is the experience of the valley?
但是问题是，这个经历会有多长呢？
We know the good news is it is not a destination.
我们知道这个好消息，说这不是那个目的地。
And we know that regardless of how severe the testing is, it's according to our spiritual condition.
而且这个试验的难度是根据我们属灵的光景。
But how long should we be in the valley?
但是到底有多长呢？
Now it depends on our response.
那就取决于我们的反应。
And when we subject ourselves to the Lord,
如果我们顺服于主，
we pass it quickly.
我们就会经过得很快。
But a lot of times we complain.
但很多时候我们抱怨。
We are just like the children of Israel.
我们就像以色列。
You know, physically, when you see the travel time from Egypt passing through the wilderness to the good land, it's only take a couple of months.
其实从埃及到那个美地只需要几个月的时间。
But because of the bickering, because of the complaint, because of the rebellion of the children of Israel.
但是因着以色列百姓的悖逆和他们的抱怨
They They need to stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们在旷野里面待了40年的时间。
Why? Because they complain.
为什么呢？因为他们抱怨。
They complain, and they not only they stay there for 40 years, they died in the wilderness.
不光他们在旷野待了四十年，他们也死在旷野。
Only Joshua and Caleb enter into the good land.
只有约书亚和迦勒进入了美地。
And those who are 20 years and below.
和那些小于二十岁的人。
Brothers and sisters, if we try to reflect our experience.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们想想我们自己的经历
，Sometimes we feel like, Lord, how could we be in this valley so long?
我们为什么会在这个幽谷里面待这么久的时间
？Maybe we need to ask ourselves.
也许我们问问我们自己
，What is our attitude?
我们的态度是什么
？Do we subject ourselves into the mighty hand of God?
我们有没有顺服在主大能的手下
？Or do we just want to go the other way?
或者我们想走另外一个方向
？Look at Jonah.
看看约拿。
The Lord told him go to Nineveh.
他去主告诉他去尼威。
Then he go the other way around.
他去了另外一个方向。
And he ride on a ship.
他到了那个船上去。
And the ship got caught. There's a hurricane or a typhoon in the midst of the sea.
在那个海上就有了大浪。
And they are all in danger.
他们所有人都遇到海难。
To such an extent, they need to what? To throw Jonah into the sea.
到了一个地步，他们只好把约拿扔到水里。
To be swallowed by a whale or a big fish.
他就被一个大鱼所吞下去。
All these experiences are unnecessary.
这些经历其实是不需要的。
But because he what? He reject God's leading.
但是因为他拒绝主的带领。
And that's why they go through this suffering.
所以他就经历了这个痛苦。
Brothers, we need to ask ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要问问我们自己。
Where are we?
我们在哪里？
How could we be so long in the valley?
我们为什么在幽谷里待这么久的时间？
Now the question is, how do we respond?
那问题是我们怎么来反应呢？
How come we have a lot of negative response towards being in the valley?
为什么我们在幽对在幽谷这个经历有这么多消极的反应呢？
There are four things.
有四点。
The first thing is because we don't know the Lord in a complete way.
我们对主的认识不是全面的。
You know, Paul said.
保罗说。
But I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
使我能够知道他复活的大能。
Paul in his old age.
保罗在他的晚年的时候。
Continue to have to pursue.To know more about God.
他继续追求认识神。
But a lot of times we,
很多时候我们
we just want to know just a little bit of Him.
我们就想知道一点点。
To such an extent, we know what we want to know.
到了一个地步，我们想知道我们想知道的。
When you know, God always revealed many of who He is in the Word of God.
神借着圣经启示他自己是谁。
For example, God revealed to us He is love.
换句话，举个例子说，神启示说他是爱。
But God also revealed to His people that He is also righteous.
但另一方面，主也启示他是公义的。
But a lot of times we only choose the first half.
我们只是选择第一部分。
Oh, God is love.
就是神是爱。
He always forgives.
他总是赦免。
And even though I mess up so many times, He continues to forgive. He continues to love me.
虽然我犯了这么多错，他还是爱我，还是赦免我。
But we know that every time we disobey God.
但是我们每一次我们背逆神的时候
，we experience the valley.
我们就经历那个幽谷。
We experience the chastening of the Lord.
我们经历神的责备。
Then we start to complain, how could God do such thing to me?
我们就开始抱怨说，为什么神这样对我
？Brothers, do you know that God is also a righteous God?
弟兄姊妹，你知道神也是个公义的神吗
？When you disobey His commandment，
当你背逆神的命令的时
候 ，we suffer the consequences。
我们就会承担那个后果。
Look at King David。
看看大卫王。
He's a person who knows God。
他是一个认识神的人。
That's why when he disobeyed God，
当他背逆神的时候
，when he committed adultery with Bathsheba。
当他跟别示巴犯那个淫乱罪的时候
，and Nathan you know revealed the sins of David。
拿单向大卫。暴露他的光景的时候
，Then David knew he committed a big mistake.
大卫就知道说他犯了一个大错。
And he went through so much, so the after effect of this adultery.
那过后他为了这个淫乱罪犯承担了很多的后果。
The first thing is his son died, the child died.
首先是那个孩子死了。
And afterwards, after 40 years,
四十年以后
，that mistake, that sin continued to bite him.
那个罪还在咬他。
Like, do we know that Absalom, his son, rebelled against him?
那个亚撒龙背逆了他。
That is after 40 years.
那是四十年以后。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
Today we need to ask ourselves.
今天我们需要问我们自己。
Why do we have a negative attitude?
我们为什么有一个消极的态度呢
？It's because we don't know God in a whole way.
因为我们对神的认识是片面的。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
In the Second Samuel chapter.I think chapter 24.
在撒母耳记下
24.
24章
you know, David committed a big mistake again.
大卫又犯了一个非常严重的错误。
He tried to count the numbers of the children of Israel and Judah.
他在犹大要数点百姓。
And you know his so-called general asked him not to do so.
他的元帅就说你不要这样做。
He said, "Okay, let me read to you, okay." And again, the verse 2, chapter 24, verse 2.
二十四章第二节。
For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was in, with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people.
大卫就吩咐跟随他的元帅约押说，你去走遍以色列众支派，从但直到别示巴，数点百姓，我好知道他们的数目。
And Joab, even the general, knows it's a mistake.
甚至那个约押都知道这是一个错误。
And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto people how many soever they be, and hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. Why doth my lord the king delight in this thing?
约押对王说：“无论百姓多少，愿耶和华你的神再加增百倍，使我主我王亲眼得见。我主我王何必喜悦行这事呢
？”In other words, Joab is trying to remind King David.
换句话说，约押在试图提醒大卫王。
You don't need to count the number of the children of Israel in Judah.
你不需要数点百姓的数目。
What is the reason of counting?
你这个数点百姓的数目的原因是什么呢
？Can any of these young ones tell me?Why do King David wants to make a census?
年轻人，你告诉我为什么他要数点百姓
？So he can brag about it. That's right.
他这样他就可以来夸口。
He can brag the strength of his army.
他可以来夸口他的军队的力量。
But Joab, his general says, you don't need to do that.
那个约押王说你不需要这样做。
Say you because in other words, Joab is telling King David.
换句话说，约押对大卫说
，You know that you are king.
你知道你是王
and he had won so much victory.
你得了，你打了这么多胜仗。
It's all not because of the people, the number of the people. It's all because of the Lord.
不是因着百姓的数目呢，是因着耶和华。
So you don't need to do that.
你不需要这样做。
But King David insists he wants to do it.
但是大卫王坚持要这样做。
And afterwards, his conscience bothered him.
那之后，他的良心搅扰他。
And King David said, "O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly."
求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因为我所行的甚是愚昧。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事没有在这里结束。
You know, when we commit a sin, there is a consequence.
当我们犯罪的时候，是有个后果的。
So the Lord threw God the seer.
那个大主借着加德。
He said, "The Lord offer you three things."
神给你三件事情。
And you need to choose one.
你选一样。
This is the consequence, okay?
这是那个后果。
You can read it in verse 13.
在十三节里面。
But in verse 14, David said,
但是十四节大卫说,
And David said unto God, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy are great, and let me not fall into the hand of men.
我甚为难,我愿落在耶和华的手里,因为他有丰盛的怜悯,我不愿落在人的手里。
David is a person who knows the Lord.
大卫是一个认识神的人。
Even though the Lord is righteous. Even though the Lord is righteous.
甚至神是
虽然是公义，
虽然神是公义的
，Yet he is full of mercy.
他也是蛮有怜悯。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know the Lord.
今天我们需要来认识神。
A lot of times we complain because we don't know the Lord.
很多时候我们抱怨，因为我们不认识神。
We need to have this pursuing spirit.
我们需要有这个追求的灵。
In the beginning of this year,
在这个新年开始的时候
，Let us set our heart to pursue after the Lord.
愿我们定下心来来追求神。
Secondly,
第二点
，Why do we complain or respond negatively.
为什么我们会有这种消极的反应呢
？Because we don't know His ways.
因为我们不认识主的道路。
Firstly, we don't know the Lord. Secondly, we don't know His ways.
第一，我们不认识神；第二，我们不认识他的道路。
Remember last time when I shared with you concerning the experience of Job?
上一次我与你分享约伯的经历的时候
，He went through so many valleys.
他经过这么多的痛苦。
All his inheritance, all his riches was either burned or been stolen.
他的财产他的丰富都被偷去
All his children died
他的孩子们都死了
He himself has boiled from the top of his head down to the sole of his feet
他从头顶到脚掌底下都长了那个疮
And then his three friends come to comfort him
他的三个朋友来安慰他
But instead of comforting him they start to accuse Job
但是他们没有安慰他他们却指责他
Surely you have a hidden sin within you
你一定有一个隐藏的罪
Practically what did Job do?
但实际上约伯做了什么呢
He did nothing to sin against God.
他没有做任何事情得罪神。
Yet these three friends of Job tried to accuse Job of what the reason why all these things happened to him.
但是他的三个朋友却是责备他，因着这些事情来责备他。
The only reason why they accuse him because they don't know the ways of the Lord.
他们责备他的原因是因为他们不认识神的道路。
Today, do we know the ways of the Lord?
今天我们认识神的道路吗？
We know that Job went through that because the Lord is what purifying Job.
我们知道约伯经过了这件事情是因着神要炼净他。
After all this experience,
经过所有这些经历以后，
Job said, even though you slay me, yet I will trust you.
约伯说你虽然杀我，仍然信你。
Maybe before that he trusted the Lord because of all his riches.
那之前他信神，是因着神所给他的一切的丰富。
But now after through all this experience in the valley,
经过这些死荫的幽谷，
Job also had the same response.
他还是有同样的反应。
Even though you slay me, yet I will trust you.
你虽然杀我，还是信你。
Look at the experience of Paul the apostle.
看看使徒保罗的经历。
After the Lord called him to be the apostle to the Gentiles,
当神呼召他作为外邦人的使徒的时候，
he went through a valley after valley after valley.
他经过一个又一个的幽谷。
Is Paul living in sin? That's why he's stoned almost to death.
是因为保罗犯罪，所以他被石头打死，差点被石头打死吗？
No, it's not.
不是的。
When he was thrown into jail, is he living in sin?
他被抓到监狱的时候，是因为他活在罪中吗？
We know he's faithful servant.
我们知道他是一个忠实的神的仆人。
When he experienced shipwreck 3 days and 3 nights in the deep, is he living in sin? Surely not.
他当船破了三天三夜在海里的时候，他是因为犯罪吗？当然不是。
When they came to the island, he was bitten by a snake. People said this man is a murderer.
当他被那个毒蛇咬的时候，那些人说他的确是一个罪人。
Is he? He's not.
他是吗？不是的。
But yet through all this experience, valley after valley after valley.
但是经过所有这些一个幽谷接着一个幽谷的经历，
Paul, the Lord is what purifying Paul.
神是在炼净保罗。
That he can say, it's no longer I who live.But Christ who lives in me.
他可以说不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know His ways.
今天我们需要知道神的道路。
Thirdly,
第三点。
A lot of times we complain, is because our faith is based on our emotion rather on the Word of God.
很多时候我们抱怨是因为我们的信心是建立在我们的感觉，而不是神的话上。
When something good happens to us,
当好的事情发生的时候，
we say, "Oh, the Lord loves me."
我们就说主爱我。
Oh, we praise him.
我们赞美他。
But if something, you know, not so fortunate happened to us,
但如果不幸的事情发生在我们身上，
then our faith start to dwindle.
我们的信心就开始消失。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know that our faith is not based upon what's happening to us, it rather it's based upon the Word of God.
我们需要知道说我们的信心不是根据发生在我们身上的事情，而是根据神的话。
Situation changes.
我们的情况会变化。
Today you might have a job, tomorrow you don't have a job.
今天也许你有工作，明天也许你就没有工作。
Today you might be healthy, tomorrow you might be sick.
今天也许你健康，明天也许你就生病了。
But God's word never changes.
但是神的话永远都不会
改变。God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
神说天地都会改变，但是我的话永远都不会改变。
Today our faith is based upon the solid rock, which is the word of God.
今天我们的信心是建立在这个磐石上，就是神的话。
That's why our faith is not a flip-flop faith.
所以我们的信心不是个变来变去的事情。
It's not our salvation, it's not a flip-flop salvation.
我们的救恩不是一个变来变去的
救恩。Our salvation is solid salvation.
我们的救恩是一个稳固的救恩。
Our faith is a solid faith.
我们的信心是一个稳固的信心。
Because our faith is based upon God and upon His Word.
因为我们的信心是建立在神和他的话上。
Lastly, why do we have a negative response?
最后为什么会有一个消极的反应呢？
Because we don't know His promises.
因为我们不知道他的应许。
Today, why do we continue to emphasize so much that we need to read the Word of God?
今天为什么要这么样的强调说我们需要读神的话？
Especially the young people, we need to read the Word of God.
尤其是年轻人，我们需要读神的话。
Don't just depend on messages.
不能只依靠信息。
It's like a lot of times we always depend on messages.
很多时候我们依靠信息。
Oh, as long as I come Sunday in the morning to listen to the message, that's okay for the whole week. That can't be.
如果星期天早上我来听信息，那这一个礼拜就够了，这不可以。
If you only depend upon the message,
如果你只依靠这个信息，
I promise you, you will be in extreme spiritual poverty.
我保证你一定会活在属灵的贫穷的光景里面。
Because let me tell you, when you get out of this door,
当你从这个门出去的时候，
I ask you, what do I share? Only half remains.
如果我、
right?
我跟你所分享的能留下一半就不错。
Then after you finish eating,
当你吃完饭以后，
maybe you need to go through your notes.
也许你就要看看你的笔记了。
And how could that be, be enough to sustain you through the week?
那这个怎么能够供应你一个礼拜呢？
Brother and sister, we need daily to read the word of God.
我们需要每天来读神的话。
You say, yeah, I'm so busy.
你说我很忙。
But there's no such thing as busy to eat.
但是没有忙到一个地步不能吃饭。
There's no such thing as so busy that we cannot read the word of God.
也就没有不可能忙到我们不能读神的话。
And when we read the word of God, we know His promises, and our heart, our mind is established on the promises of God in order to go through the experience of the valley.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们的心思和意念就会建立在神的应许上，使我们能够经过死荫的幽谷。
So if you ask me, I should not respond negatively. How should we respond?
如果我们不是这样消极的反应，那么我应当怎么样反应？
Another 4 points, okay?
另外四点。
Well, we need to surrender ourselves to Him.
我们需要来顺服。
You know, what do you mean by surrender?
什么是顺服？什么是
？It means to say we need to give the Lord the preeminence, the first place in all things.
我们需要把主摆在首位。
In other words, we need to let the Lord to be our shepherd.
我们需要让主成为我们的牧者。
He be the one to lead us through.
是他是那个带领我们经过。
A lot of times, as a child of God.
很多时候作为神的儿女
The Lord is leading us in one direction. We said, Lord, you know what? I had a better idea.
主带领我们走一个方向，我们说主啊，我有个更好的主意。
This is not a life of surrender.
这不是一个顺服的生活。
A life of surrender means, Lord, whatever you lead me, then I will follow.
顺服的生活是说主，你无论怎样带领我都顺，我都跟随。
You bring me to the north, I'll go to the north.
你带我到北边，我就去北边。
You ask me to stay, I'll stay.
你让我留下来，我就留下来。
Even though I don't like it.
虽然我不喜欢。
But I know you had a better plan for me.
但我知道你对我有个更好的计划。
This is what we call surrendered life.
这就是一个顺服的生活。
Secondly,
第二点。
We need to believe in our heart that what God gave us is good for us.
我们要相信说神所给我们是为了我们的好。
The Bible tells us so clearly, all things work together for good to them that love God.
因为圣经上说，万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
When he said all things, it means good things and bad things work together for good to them that love God.
说到那个万事，就是不管是好的还是坏的，都是互相效力。
Look at what happened to Paul.
看看发生在保罗
身上的事。All the experience of the valley not only purified him.
所有这些幽谷的经历不光是洁净了他。
All his experience through the valley.Become a help to all the churches, even to us today.
他今天他所有经历，不光成为教会的帮助，也成为我们今天的帮助。
When we see the experiences of Paul,
当我们看到保罗经历的时候
，we can say I can't compete with this.
我们可以说我们实在没有法跟这个相比。
It is just too much.
这是太多了。
Yet he lived and believed that God is working in him and through him.
但是他确信神在他里面工作，借着他工作。
And that through him, the churches is comforted and edified.
借着他，教会被安慰、被建立。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
We need to believe in him.
我们需要相信他。
Number three.
第三点。
We need to rest in him.
我们需要在他里面安息。
When we talk about resting in him,
当我们讲到在他里面安息的时候
，it means to say we believe in his power.
说到我们相信他的全能。
We believe in his wisdom.
相信他的智慧。
We trust in whatever he do.
相信他所做的一切事情。
You know, we believe in his wisdom.
我们相信他的智慧。
Because his ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts is higher than our thoughts.
是因为他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
We believe in his power.
我们相信他的全能。
Because whatever he planned, he will surely fulfill it in his time.
因为他所计划，他在他的时间里，他一定要完成。
We believe in his love.
我们相信他的爱。
Because everything he did for us, because he loves us.
他所为我们做的一切事情都是因着他爱我们。
That's why Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6.
所以第二希伯来书十二章第六节。
That whom he loved, he chastened.
他所爱的他必管教。
Today God loves us.
今天神爱我们。
Sometimes he through this spanking.
借着今天的这样的管教。
Through the valley.
借着这个幽谷。
It what corrects us.
他来矫正我们。
That's why King David said.
所以大卫说。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You know, it's just in the same verse when he said, he lead me through the valley of the shadow of death.
就是跟那个经过死荫幽谷是同一句话。
Every time we talk about rod and staff,
每次讲到杖和竿的时候
，we feel like it's not a good thing.
我们都不觉得是个好事。
It's always an instrument of discipline.
那是一个管教的工具。
Yet King David know one thing.
但是大卫王知道一件事情。
He said, "His rod and his staff, it comforts me."
那个你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Why it comforts him?
为什么安慰他呢
？Because David knew through the discipline of the Lord proves one thing that the Lord still loved David. Today, sometimes we went through the valley. The Lord is disciplining us.
神管教我们,
instead of complaining, we say, Lord, thank you because you still love me.
我们不应当抱怨, 我们应当说, 主,
we are not bastards, we are your child.
我们不是狮子,
therefore, we come to the last point. We need to thank him. Every time we come before his presence, we say, Lord, thank you.
我们到他面前的时候, 我们需要说, 主,
with a grateful spirit. Now we come to the result. The result of all this, experience of the valley.
所有这些因幽谷的经历,
then we know more about him. Well, you will say, I know the Lord when I was in the mountain.
我说我在山上的时候我认识他,
but let me tell you,
那我告诉你,
we know more about him when we are in the valley, right?
我们在幽谷的时候我们会更多的认识他。
We experience the Lord is our doctor because we are sick, which is the valley.
当我们生病的时候我们知道说他是我们的大夫。
We experience the Lord is so patient with us even though we are so hard to deal with because we are in the valley.
当我们是这样难对付我们就认识主的忍耐。
When we are so naive, so ignorant, we experience the Lord is our wisdom. That is the valley.
我们是这样子的无知, 认识神的智慧, I don't
mean to say we need to ask the Lord bring me to the valley.
我不是说, 跟主求说你把我带到幽谷里去。
But we need to know one thing.
当我们需要知道一件事情,
through the valley, we experience more concerning the Lord.
我们会在幽谷里面更多的来认识神。
We experience his love, we experience his power, we experience the all-inclusiveness of who Christ is.
我们会经历他是神, 他是爱, 和他所有的一切。
That's why Paul said, for I know whom I have believed.
所以保罗说, 我知道我所信的是谁。
This is something very personal.
这是一个非常, 个人的事情。
The experience of the valley brings us into closer relationship with him.
这个幽谷的经历会把我们带到与神更近的关系里。
Secondly,
第二点,
not only we know about him,
不光我们认识他,
there is a growth in life. The person who went through the valley,
那个经过幽谷的人,
he became a different kind of person after through that.
他就变成一个不同的人。
A person who once was so ignorant, he had more wisdom after coming out of the valley.
那过去那个无知的人会变得有智慧。
A person who saw that the world is so lovely after he go through the valley, his eyes is open. He saw a better person, a better goal to pursue after.
过去他觉得世界非常的可爱, 那之后他会觉得有个更好的目标来追求。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典。
That we can be more appreciative of what we go through.
我们能够更加的珍惜我们所经历的。
Now in this new year,
在这个新年里面,
let's have this one goal in our heart.
在我们心里面有一个目标。
Lord, I want to know you more.
我要认识你更多。
Yesterday is past.
昨天已经过去了。
Tomorrow we do not know where we will still be. Today is the moment we grab hold of every opportunity to know about him, to experience more about him. To experience him as the good shepherd. Who loved us and gave his life for us. To experience he is the great shepherd. Not only he died, he resurrected from the dead.
Yeah,
through this resurrection life, it's in us that we can continue to overcome and overcome and overcome.
这个复活的生命在我们的里面使我们可以经历胜利。
And also we can experience him as the chief shepherd.
我们也经历他是那个大牧者。
First Peter said he is the chief shepherd.
彼得前书说他是那个大牧者。
One day he's coming back again.
有一天他会再来。
Today are we prepared to meet our Lord?
今天我们预备好迎接我们的主吗?
Oh, praise the Lord, he is our good shepherd.
感谢主，他是我们的好牧者。
He is our great shepherd.
他是我们的大牧者。
He is also our chief shepherd. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主,
Lord, you are that great shepherd who gave your life to us. Lord, even though we go through so much valley, but we believe in your power, we believe in your wisdom, we believe in your love.
我们相信你的全能, 我们也相信你的爱。
We believe that you love us and that all things work together for good to us who love you.
我们相信你爱万事互相效力真的爱神人的主。
Lord, we just want to consecrate ourselves to you in this new year.
主, 我们想在新年里把自己分别为圣归给你。
Lord, cause us to know you more and love you more.
使我们更多认识你，使我们更多爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.